بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، لا إله إلا الله. قال تعالى في مقام آخر: محمد رسول الله. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the dawlat of iman, and for survival in this world, in the alam of barzakh, that is the alam of the qabr, and the alam of akhirat, iman is the criteria. From childhood days up to now, every Muslim is a reciter, and he keeps reciting this kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. But what this kalima demands, what this kalima means, what is the purport of this kalima, what is the significance of this kalima, why this kalima, what is the meaning that we should extract from this kalima, how this kalima must influence my life and your life, how this kalima must change your life and my life, and why when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited in front of the mushriks, in front of the Quraysh, in front of his tribe, in front of his kith and kin, in front of the people, when he gathered them on the foothills of Mount Safa, and when he recited it to the kuffar and the mushriks, why did they object? He just recited this kalima, La ilaha illallah. And you know from history, and you have been told time and again, what opposition there was, what harassment Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to face, what harassment the Sahaba, on reciting this kalima, La ilaha illallah, they had to undergo. Whenever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this kalima to the people, to the kuffar and mushriks, why it sounded to them as if to say an atom bomb is falling on them? And why today when we recite this kalima, nothing changes in our lives? Our blood does not move. Our heart does not quiver. Why? Respected elders, remember when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this kalima to his people, these mushriks, when we trace their history of the Arabs, that they should have a hajj of jahiliyyah, a hajj of ignorance. During the times of ignorance, they had a hajj, a modified hajj, a hajj to suit their whims and fancies. And they also recited the labbaik. But when they came to a portion of the labbaik, they said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. That la sharika la. They said there is no one partner to him. And then they added, Illa, Lat, Manat, Uzza, Habul, Shams. They added this in their labbaik. And in those days, when an Arab, he bowed down, he prostrated, he gave sacrifices, he made pledges and vows in the names of the idols, Lat and Manat, Uzza, Habul and Shams. The procedure was very simple. He went to this idol. And he showed respect to this idol. And the caretaker of the idol, the mujawir of the idol, he was the capitalist of the era. He understood his populace. So when his people came to him and said that, ask Habul, ask Lab, I want to do this. What does he say? When the Arab wanted to go on a journey, then he should go to the idol and seek permission. When the Arab wanted to marry some woman, he went to the idol to seek permission. When the Arab wanted to engage in a major transaction, then he went to the idol to seek permission. How he reached the idol? Via this person governing there, administrator of the idol. This person will come and he'll draw from a casket or from a cylinder, and it was written there that do it, if'al, la taf'al, do it on one of those arrows and don't do it on another arrow. So when he wants to get married, he goes there, they draw from there. No, do not do it. Then the person, he wants to get married to that girl, so he gives the person more money. He says, no, draw again. Until it reaches a stage where the arrow comes out and says, no, do it. Then it happens. The Arab had no law, no regulation. Nothing was stipulated. He was doing what he wanted. Then the call came. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, La ilaha illallah. Now there will be law. Now there will be system. Now there will be rules. Now there will be regulation. Now you cannot behave like a barbarian. Now you cannot behave like an animal. Now you cannot behave according to your whims and fancies. Now you cannot bribe the God. Now you cannot indulge in corruption. There are two separate laws. The law Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was calling towards was a divine law, was a sacred law, was a sanctioned law, was an approved law, was a law Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure was on, was a law getting benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, was a law that is going to give us Jannah, was a law designed for the upliftment of mankind, and most important, was a law that is not flexible. It cannot be changed by bribery and corruption. It cannot be changed by the capitalist of the era. It cannot be changed by the people and the populace of the era. It cannot be changed in parliament. It is a law legislated not to be changed but to be executed. And the other law? Oh, there is a very big uproar, gambling. Now the government wants to clamp down on gambling. And people are saying, see, now that law, what is going to happen? Harsh punishments are going to be given to those gamblers. That's the law today. As soon as the gambling, those people who are the superiors in the gambling debt, when they give the relative bribe to the respective ministers, then in parliament that law will change. That will happen in our country. Today, there is a harsh law against gambling. As soon as there is bribery, enough bribery, then that law will change in the parliament. That is the difference, respected elders. In Islam, the law doesn't change. In the kuffar system, the law changes. In Islam, there is no such thing as majority will make halal, haram, and haram, halal. That is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was calling towards, a divine law, a law that does not change. And everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sijda for Allah ta'ala, ruku for Allah ta'ala, sacrifice for Allah, vow and pledge for Allah, my blood for Allah, my worship for Allah, my hajj for Allah, my zakat for Allah, my salat for Allah, my dressing for Allah, everything is going for Allah. And these people, we're following their whims, their fancies, their luxury, their comfort, their pleasure, their mental desires and desires. Today you and I are following the same thing. Because we are obsessed with the West. We love the West.
We admire those people. Their way is our way, has become our way. Their dressing has become our dressing. Their attitudes have become our attitudes. Their behavior is becoming our behavior, but they are corrupt. Their democratic system is un-Islamic. They are evil people. When Muslims get butchered in Yugoslavia, when Muslims get butchered in the Karabakh, the enclave between Armenia and Azerbaijan, when Muslims get butchered in Kashmir, when Muslims get butchered in Gaza Strip, then where is the United Nations Security Council? On human terrorism grounds, they ran into Iraq. And they run everywhere. But when Muslims get butchered, then the United Nations Security Council is not in session. Then it is closed. United Nations Security Council is another name for a sophisticated terrorist movement. But we love these Americans. We love these Westerners. We love these people. That's why we look like them, we feel like them, and we behave like them. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he preached this law, La ilaha illallah, illa. That word illa. Mufassirin, those commentators of the Quran Kareem, and those who are experts in Arabic grammar, and the Islamic scholars have gone into great details and depth into the word ilah. Where it is derived, how it is derived, what it means. And one approved, nice short meaning of it is, that which man loves. That which man loves is not worthy of worship. Man loves luxury, it's not worthy of worship. And remember, elders, remember, respected brothers, luxury is expensive. Comfort is expensive. Sin is expensive. Evil is expensive. Vice is expensive. Brutality is expensive. Extravagance is expensive. Lavishness is expensive. All those things, un-Islamic, are expensive. To go into Jannah, to do actions, these are simple, but it will make us get into Jannah. But man adopts a difficult way, spending his money for Jahannam, spending his money in lavishness, extravagance, vice and evil, un-Islamic functions, so get himself into Jahannam safely. Whatever we love must not tell us how to govern our life. Whatever we love our business, that must not tell us how to govern our life. We love our wives, that must not tell us how to govern our life. We love our children, that must not tell us how to govern our life. We love the relatives and the family, that must not tell us how to govern our life. Now I have to go to that un-Islamic wedding function, because if I do not go, my nose will get cut. The other relatives will look at me down, and when I have my function, they would not come. And that is why when a rich man dies, then the whole locality is there for the funeral. And when a poor man dies, then who goes for the funeral? And when they go for the funeral these days, when a person dies and a rich man dies, then the funeral house, you wonder whether this is a funeral house or a wedding house. All dressed up they come. And in the graveyard they talk about the fluctuation of the stock market. And they laugh and they talk, all these things. And when the monadas tell them, don't do this, what these people know. Respected elders, La ilaha illallah is telling us that La is negating things. That we should negate. Negate every system of life and of the system of Islam. And negate communism, Islam, take it. And negate capitalism, Islam, take it. And negate every system of life, take Islam. Negate kufr, take tawheed. Negate shirk, take pure tawheed. Negate bidat, take the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Negate the Western system of life, take the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And negate communism, this so-called democracy, this so-called justice, their justice is not justice, but our justice is justice. We must just break off the chains around our mental attitude and say our system is a better system. Because of our education, because of our upbringing, because of our environment, because of our media, we are being bombarded constantly to believe that the Western system is a good system, whereas it is not a good system. So, respected elders, the short message for today is that this kalima that we recite, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, that if we recite it, it will refresh our iman. And we must recite it often to refresh our iman. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this solitary invitation in Makkah al-Mukarrama, that no one is worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No deity worthy of worship but Allah. And in the Quran al-Kareem, this word ilah has been used for many other things. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it for those people who have made their passions, their lust, their desire, their ilah. A person, when he thinks, when he gets up in the morning, he is dictated by his passions, his love, and his whims and his fancies, his lust. And he does his whole business for 24 hours, thinking at the back of his mind, I'm going to satisfy my passion, my lust, my desire, my whims, my fancies. So all those things must be set aside. La, we must negate it and bring the way of Islam in our lives for success in this world, in the grave and in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of deen and make us practical Muslims. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.